the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right here to the hottest radio show worldwide. And we're here tonight with Miss White, and she's going to tell you a little bit about why she's here and doing her interview and all the great things she's doing to give back to help others. So without further ado, we will bring her on the air. You're on the air, Miss White.
Thank you very much, and I thank you for allowing me to use this platform. My name is Demita White, and I am one of the colleagues of We Are Human Movement, and this was started by a friend of mine who's actually more like a brother-in-law. His name is Gilbert Dorrett. He's been incarcerated for over 20 years now, and he's currently at Big Sandy in Kentucky. Out to me, to help out in this movement, and I wasn't really, moved at the time because I had a lot on my plate, but he asked me to put a petition up on change.org, and it involved mass incarceration. Now, 3 months prior, I had attended a conference, and I saw Ms. Michelle Alexander there, and she talked about mass incarceration, and, she asked people to, join the movement. But I wasn't really interested. And so I began receiving emails from some of his fellow prisoners, and then I began receiving emails from females. And so I know nothing about the prison, industry. All I know is that people are locked up. That's it. And so I asked him, I said, well, is it a co-ed facility? He said, no, you must be receiving emails from other facilities. And so I received this one email that just changed everything for me. And it was about a 35-year-old female. Her name is Bernetta Lachey. She had had 2 triple bypass surgeries. And she said that she had been begging medical, for attention, and they have been ignoring her. She said that she also had a wound on her arm, and it was gangrene, and it was oozing. And I said, you're infected. I still really wasn't touched, to move to action, but, I just kept listening to her. Then she said that she has 5 children, and 2 of them are in the, they're not locked up. They're in foster care. And she said she hadn't seen her kids in over 8 years, and a social worker refuses to allow her children to visit her. So I asked if she still maintained her parental rights. She said yes. And she said more than anything, that was breaking her heart. So she asked me if I could help her. And, this touched me. And I said, I will help you. And I told her I have no legal expertise. I'm just a single mom, but I will do what I can with God's help. And so I reached out to the agency where the children were. I went above the social worker's head, and I told the directors, let her see her children. It's not up to anyone else to play judge, jury, or God. She's doing her time for her crime. And 2 days later, they, told her to come and fill out the paperwork so that her children could see her. And then I called the medical administrator. I had some words with her. And, she was able to, get medical attention so that she spread the word. And so now I had just been receiving a barrage of letters and emails from these women. And it's the horrors that they go through in this facility it's just unconscionable that this is stuff that's happening in this country. And, this is a facility that, they use $250,000 to build this facility. It's brand new, but yet the women are walking in sewage because the pipes are always leaking. In the wintertime, they freeze in there. They said it's colder in there than it is outside. A lot of women, they're just very sick. They're very sick, and medical is just refusing to tend to them. They get attitudes. I've been exchanging emails with the warden, sending emails to the BOP, and to me it's like all I get back is a template. So I'm just reaching out for help. And I thank God that, that you reached out to me as I posted something on Facebook regarding that the women who are lifers are being singled out. They have to wear a badge on their body. They don't have to show it, but they have to have it on them at all times. And they have to report to an officer every 2 hours. And so everyone in the population knows who they are now, which that's not right, because you have some lifers who have actually killed people. You know, they have some that have infectious diseases. They're not being singled out. And so this is causing them to have a psychological, mental, and physical breakdown. And it's just not right how they're being treated in such a humane way. And I'm just appalled that in this country, stuff like that goes on in a lower security facility for nonviolent offenders. You know, and I understand with everything that's going on, I understand, you know, the children in Nigeria who are being kidnapped and, you know, being sold, you know, for whatever reason they're being sold into. I understand that, you know, that's a human cause, but there are things that are going on here in our own backyard. And so I want to reach out to the president as well, you know, to help these women in prison, and not just in Aliceville, but just everywhere, you know, even the male population. You know, they're humans, and they deserve to be treated as such. Another issue that's going on there is the faulty alarm system. They have alarms that go off several times a week. And so the flickering of the lights is causing the people there who have epilepsy and seizure disorders to have seizures. And that's something that's a dear cause to my heart, because I had a brother that had epilepsy. He passed away on July 4th, 2011. You know, in his sleep. And, you know, that was something that I always, you know, that I always crusaded for him about. I was always his mouthpiece and his handpiece sometimes, because he was bullied by law enforcement and by medical staff, because, you know, this is something that's stigmatized. So I can't even imagine what the women in prison are going through. It's like they have received a double life sentence, because, you know, epilepsy is like you're a prisoner in your own body. And yet these women, because the warden refuses to get these alarms fixed because they have faulty wiring, they continue to suffer, and they're suffering severe injuries as a result. So I don't know, you know, I've been praying, you know, hopefully that there's an attorney out there that could do pro bono work and file a class action lawsuit on behalf of these women, because this is just horrible what they're going through. That's just basically it. You know, I have other stories. I mean, it's just, I want to do is compose a book, you know, just detailing all of the issues that these women have gone through there. It's hard to believe that this is happening in a good U.S. of A.
But it's going down like that on a regular basis, and I'm glad that I've seen your information on Facebook as well. And me and my wife run a movement entitled The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we educate our youth against gangs, drugs, and violence. And we also is in 150 prisons across the country, men and women, federal and state. So we do keep close in touch with a lot of inmates across the country. The federal inmates that email me, we keep close in touch email-wise. But in the state, they can't get emails unless you're on that JPEG thing. But we get letters and everything, and they update us on what's going on. So we right there with you, you know, at anything we can do. And that's why I told you, you're welcome to come on the show and say what you have to say, because we keep this platform open for people to speak their mind and bring attention and awareness to what the problem is that we need to dissect. And I think that's a problem that truly need to be dissected, about what goes on behind these prison walls, because, you know, we done did a crime, true enough, but nobody should have to live, you know what I mean, to the point where it's just evasive, you know?
Right.
So we would like to go ahead, Ms. White.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, at the end of the day, they're human. I wouldn't even treat an animal that way. If I see an animal that's wounded, you know, I would have compassion for that animal. Now, why would I not have the same compassion for a human? You know, and it's just, I don't know, the BOP, the director of BOP, you know, I've been, like I said, emailing him back and forth, Mr. Charles Samuel. And, you know, I came across a letter, because I said, let me research this guy. I came across a letter that was sent to him by a senator. I think his last name is Durbin. And he begged Mr. Samuels not to have these women that were in Danbury at the time in Connecticut. He begged him not to send those women to Aliceville, because the prison where they are is remote, a very remote area. It takes people hours just to get there. They're in the middle of nowhere. There are no medical facilities in that town. There are no colleges. I mean, nothing. Lord forbid if somebody, you know, suffers a really a severe injury or, you know, they have to be taken mm-hmm. off of the compound and out of into a different town, basically.
So why would you build a facility like that anyway, you know, when you have older facilities that have education, mm-hmm. that have put on ground, medical on ground, and why would you build a facility like that? That's, you know,
well,
you get sick as a staff.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It boils down to the almighty dollar. That's all it is. It's about money. It's about money. And there, one of the sisters had emailed me and said that this warden, she's been under investigation because of an email that I sent to the BOP. Because I said, you know, this mm-hmm. facility, yes, $250 million, and it has all of these, you know, infractions. You know, all of these, you know, it's just horrible, the condition that is in, that these people are subjected to. Yet she spends close to $30,000 remodeling her office.
Oh, this is a lady who runs that facility.
Say that again?
It's a lady who runs that facility, hey?
Yes, it's a female warden. It's a female warden, but her staff runs her.
Wow.
Yes,
she's
being investigated.
And you say these horrible conditions have been going on for how long now?
Well, that's a new facility. So most of the women have been there for like a year or less.
And a new facility has no medical hospital on grounds or none of that. Unreal.
Nothing. They don't have that. They don't have that on ground. A lot of medical.
And that's the federal prison you're talking about, correct? Allensville.
It's a federal prison. It's a federal prison. A lot of the medical staff have quit because they said they don't want the blood of one of these women dying on their hands because they cannot handle. They cannot handle the atrocities there, so they quit.
Mm. Wow. So a facility being that new and already the warden is under investigation, you say, with that situation?
Mm-hmm. For misappropriation of funds.
Wow. And mm-hmm. can you just go ahead and shed light on that situation to the public so they can be aware, not just the public, but our senators and our governors and, our congresswomen can be aware of this, you know? So go ahead and speak your mind.
Yeah, well, I actually have an interview on this Friday with Senator Kay Hagan's executive assistant, and I researched her, and she hasn't signed any bills that really appeal to me. But, you know, that's not the point. The thing is, you know, at least I'm getting my foot there in the door to talk to them about the Smarter Sentencing Act as well. But I'm also going to let them know about the horrors that are going on in Aliceville. Now, I'm not supposed to know about the BOP's investigation because, you know, they send you the standard letter. Oh, well, you know, we take matters seriously, but, you know, we cannot disclose whatever, you know, our findings to you. But this was leaked. This information was leaked out to me that she's being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what is it that you would like to see happen to this whole situation? Tell our lawmakers, what would you like to see happen to this situation?
Well, according to their policies, you know, they claim that they treat the women fairly and justly. Well, they're not. That's all I want is for them to be treated fairly, to be treated justly as human beings. You know, if somebody has a medical issue, they shouldn't have to keep coming to you with these remedy administrative forms that, you know, and you guys do not fill them out. You know, they keep telling them, oh, you have to fill out a cop-out. Okay, when they go to do their cop-out, a lot of the women, they say when they go and they see the medical administrator, she'll just shut the door in their faces, like, really? You know, so I feel like that whole staff needs to be fired. They need a whole new staff.
Right, especially if you're doing that.
Who are compliant with BOP policy. That's what they need to do.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's like we're glad that we're speaking out on this issue because, once again, that prison life is one hell of a life when you get behind them gates, you know what I mean? Because what goes on behind them gates sometimes is so unreal. is that when the public do find out, the public is just amazed that certain issues goes on, but it goes on day in and day out, just like a abusive relationship that goes on and day out. That's, you might as well say the prison is a relationship, because once you're in that gate, they don't care nothing about you or what you even thinking, period, you know?
Right.
And it's so many people that don't speak out, like the nonviolent offenders. You know, you're giving them 30, 40 years, you feel me? And you got a lot of offenders who gets out in 3 or 4, 5, 6 years or months. And the guy who made one mistake, you know what I mean, selling drugs, he's doing a life sentence without parole. I mean, come on, what's wrong with that picture, you know?
Right. Right, right.
So
a lot of
must have to keep educating.
Yeah, a lot of the sentences don't fit the crime, you know, and that's why, you know, I want to have this meeting with the senator or her assistant, because, you know, they need to know. They need to know, and it's not, you know, it could happen to anybody. You know, prison,
go ahead, Ms. White.
No, I was saying in prison, there are no boundaries. You know, in prison is not just about one race, one culture. You know, it's for anybody. Anybody, it can happen to anybody. And that's why, you know, I'm an advocate, because I'm like, yo, I put myself in the place of these women. I put my daughters. I put my mom, you know, people I love. You know, if that was them,
yeah,
I would want to fight for them.
Exactly, you know. And we definitely want to thank you for, you know, reaching out, you know. Now, is it a website of yours? If someone would like to get a hold to you and contact you about this issue, give them your contact information and websites.
Most certainly. I'm on Facebook.com under We Are Human Movement. And that's all together on Facebook. That's the only thing that I have right now that I'm going to, I guess, develop a website in the future. It's just that I'm the only person doing this whole, doing everything, making calls, writing letters. You know, and a lot of times, you know, these other organizations that I write to, they think that I'm an attorney. And I'm like, you know what, God, that's just you, because I always pray before I make a call, ask God to give me wisdom to say what I need to say and for him to move on behalf of these people. And that's what's been happening. But it's a lot.
Amen.
You know, it's a lot.
Amen.
And, you know, so if they want to reach me, they can reach me on Facebook.com, you know, / We Are Human Movement. And I just want to say, you know, one more thing regarding the situation with epilepsy. I reached out to the Epilepsy Foundation. I reached out to the local chapter in Aliceville, well, in Alabama, and I reached out to the national chapter, to the CEO. They haven't responded. And I say this to say, because, you know, a lot of times people, they have these organizations and they're all about notoriety. They're not about really about the cause. My thing is, I don't care if these women are in prison. You know, they have an issue. They have an issue. You know, epilepsy is a cause, and they have an issue. They have a medical issue. It's dire, and they need help. But they haven't reached out to me. And, you know, like I said, I'm just, you know, being a voice for these women. You know, I wish that I can come in contact with an attorney who could help them file a class action lawsuit against this facility. And then the same lady that thing for me, the one that had the 2 triple bypass surgeries, on March 22nd, her children finally came to visit her. Her 19-year-old, pregnant with twins. Okay, the officers were giving that girl a hard time because they said that she didn't have appropriate clothing. She had on elastic pants, maternity pants.
Mm.
And she kept explaining to them that she had, you know, she's pregnant and she has maternity pants on. So they gave her a hard time. You know, they were telling her after she drove there damn near 4 hours to see her mother, you know, that she couldn't see her mother. So she got stressed out. That girl started hemorrhaging, and she was in excruciating pain. And the medical administrator kept saying to that girl and to the girl's mother, we're not responsible for anything that happens to her. We're not paying for no medical bills. I'm not calling an ambulance.
Mm.
So her and the warden. Now, the warden finally did something. She was like, no, we need to get an ambulance. But it took them over an hour to get an ambulance to this child to get her out of there, to get her medical attention.
Wow, that's unreal.
So this is March 22nd.
That's unreal.
Yeah, she finally got to see her mom, and this is what she had to endure. So the girl is only 19, and I have been trying. I try to call local stations in Alabama, and it's like they're not trying to hear this story. You know, like,
so
I don't know what else to do.
Well, you're doing the right thing. You're on the radio now, and you're getting your message out there, and our radio show play 24 hours. You can listen to your interview after you get through 24 hours
mm-hmm.
a day, you know. So the message will be out there, and the only thing people got to do is click on the link and review your interview. And if they want to get involved, please contact her on Facebook and get involved with a great movement to not only help others but to enlighten yourself, because it can happen to anyone, you know. So any other words would you like to say, Ms. White?
I just want to thank you, you know, for reaching out to me on Facebook. You know, I actually, you know, the post that I put up there, I was begging, just begging for somebody to help out, you know. And like I said, you know, this is something, it can happen to anybody. I mean, there are a lot of women in there, like this lady Paulette Martin, who was like, she's like the crusader inside there. You know, this woman was an entrepreneur, interior decorator, consultant, I mean, highly decorated woman, serving a life sentence, and she's one of the lifers that is being singled out. And now she's, you know, being broken down psychologically. That's something they want to do. But my thing is, you know, if she's such a bad person, if she's such a threat to the rest of the population, why is she teaching GED courses? You know what I mean? So there are a lot of women from different backgrounds. You know, and this could happen to anybody. And so that's why I'm asking people to reach out. Reach out. That's all you need to do. Let's clean up the junk in our own backyard. And I feel like, yes, we need to do this before we can go and deal with other issues in other countries. Mass incarceration, we're the leaders. We're the world leaders in mass incarceration. How can that be?
Right.
You know,
and
so things have to change.
Country in America, they say.
Yes.
We have
yes,
to start
so.
Doing something about this greatest country in America. You know, we have to start taking action, and not just taking action when something happened elsewhere. Let's start taking action right here where we live in our own backyard. And that is the bottom line at what Ms. White is saying. And we want to thank you, Ms. White, for coming on the show tonight and spreading your message. And give them that information one more time to get with you.
Yes, it's facebook.com/ We Are Human Movement.
Right. Now, would you like to give any of your friends a shout out or anything while we're on the air?
It's so many. I just, you know, like I said, my brother from another mother, Gilbert Dorrett, you know, I thank him for reaching out to me. And, you know, I thank God for circumcising my heart because, you know, I look at people behind bars differently now, you know, and they're my new family. You know, Miss Paulette Martin, Miss Evie Herring, Miss, you know, Elaine Kay, Bernetta Lachey, and all the women at Aliceville, they're my sisters, you know. And my mom, you know, this woman, she's an extraordinary woman, missionary, chaplain, everything. I love her. I model after her because she models after Christ, you know, and all of my family and friends. And I thank you, Mr.
Amen.
Rob and Mr. Linda. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate having you tonight. And God bless you, and we're going to keep this thing alive. Have a great night.
Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps. Check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
We're falling out of control. Out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. All out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up. testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you, is it true? What I say, I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me? When I say I see your eyes, girl, your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? All I wanna say, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, baby, yeah. All I want you to do is say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D, it's the B-O-Y-D. My world, your time, my yacht. Shake it, baby.
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. All I want you to do, shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world. Can I love you down? Can I love you down? That's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do. Shake it, baby, hey, yeah. When I see you walking, girl, when I see you moving, girl. My mind wonder, baby, when I see you walking down the street, girl. Let me see you, baby, let me see you rock and rock my world, girl. All I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. Can you jump, 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 girl?
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl? My girl.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, Yeah.
Shake it, shake, girl.
What it do?
Shake it, shake, girl. Shake, girl. Rock with me, girl. Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Mm-hmm. What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you wanna be, player? Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you wanna do, baby, but join the movement. This is the streets, baby, they don't love you back. This is the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff stepped down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across the state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm grown and started from my home. So I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born. We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all that's true is us, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm a bust. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They just slander and lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free. Cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need. And try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only
around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Well, if you know,
trust him for me, friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Try to be my story. Try
the epic.
body first, but broke like me. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday land life made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I hit my head. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Mercy between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with is more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Carry your brain with the diamond chips. Just bought a new whip, can't it paint a double dip? Every day's a hustle, I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Life. Ready to stress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Zombies out here walking, listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely. You know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it. And, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was. And I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Shh. 9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City. Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was going to come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events.
Infowars.com.
Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking ish. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour. Put the planet Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food. Purify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision. what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch. We are coming, that is all. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitches. We ain't gonna be your punks, we ain't gonna be your tricks. When you come, bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, when we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick. Little arrow, yeah, bet take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, we're down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing on ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast and sea to shine.